Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is I am back once again. Rob Zicari, the Rob Zicari Show. How's everybody doing? How's everybody's weekend? Got a lot to get to today. We still are kind of getting our sea legs in this new studio. I don't think any of you can really tell that we have a bit of a different setup. I hope the sound is a little better. We're tweaking everything. Every day we tweak this and we tweak that and we try to make things a little better. But we'll see how this broadcast goes. We'll see how this goes. So, Muhammad Ali died. That's the big... I mean, there's a lot of big stories, but that's the big news. It happened Friday night. Muhammad Ali died. Yes. And there's been tributes all over the television and different cable networks and so forth and so on. Been good. I'm like, oh, I remember that. I remember this happened. I remember that happened. And good stuff. My girlfriend said, they're not covering it like they did when Prince died. And I said, well, because Prince died of a drug overdose. Prince wasn't supposed to die. He was a young guy. He was supposed to be this clean living dude. Ali's been sick for years. She's like, oh yeah, I forgot. I was like, yeah, he's had the Parkinson's thing for many, many years. So this was kind of expected. She's like, yeah. I was like, so it's more of a celebration. It's not, we're alive in front of Muhammad Ali's house. What killed him? What happened? The doctors who found him. I said, there's nothing like that. He died technically of natural causes, or as much of a natural cause as one can be when they have Parkinson's. She was like, yeah, she's young, guys. Remember, she's only 26. She's a baby. I don't think she's ever known Muhammad Ali not being sick. She's never seen Ali when he had all of his faculties and he was doing the punching and doing the talking. She's never seen that. She's only seen the shaky Ali. So that's the entertainment news, and I'm sure later today she'll be talking about it. I mean, if you think about it, she's 26. Ali's had Parkinson's for, what, 30 years? I think they said about 30 years. So, yeah, I mean, he's had Parkinson's longer than she's of age. Crazy. But anyways, Muhammad Ali died. Rest in peace. And all that good stuff. All right, so let's get to politics. Now, I did a lot of reading this weekend. I know, I do read, I do. I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of alone time stuff. Why? Because my girlfriend was getting her hair done. Yes. She was getting her hair done, and it's not your average getting hair done. It's pulling the red. Those of you who are new to the show, or those of you who don't watch the video feed, she has red hair. Okay, if you just listen to us and you're, what? She's got red hair, like red, blood red. She wants to go back to blonde. And it's not easy, my friends. It's not easy. And it's about, I don't even know. It's not done. Let's put it this way. It's not done. I mean, we're talking about days and days and days. So this weekend was spent starting that process. And unfortunately for me, I didn't know how long the process would be. So I just stuck it out. I just stayed. And I'm thinking 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And then once the 4 hours hit, it's like, what? This is not good. So where the place is, there's little restaurants and little outdoor cafes. So basically, I spent the weekend outside in little cafes, little cheapo cafes. Those people you see, those middle-aged men, and I always feel so bad for them. And they're just sitting out by themselves, eating like a coffee cake or a hamburger, and they're just by themselves and they're reading a newspaper. And you're thinking, don't they have any friends? Don't they have any family? They're just sitting there all alone. That was me. That was me all weekend. So this entire time, I think I spent 23 hours. I do. I think it was a total of 23 hours, and it's still not done. Just reading. My phone would die. I mean, I would go through all the juice in my battery. I would go back up to the salon, plug it in, and then go back down to the lonely cafe. So I just sat there and I read and I watched videos. Now, I'm not talking about movies, but just videos, interviews, campaign advertisements. I just as much as I could, because A, I was unbelievably bored, but B, I wanted to understand what was going on with this new narrative. This new narrative of Trump being Hitler. This new narrative of the media basically in a, I guess you could call it a cutesy way, saying anybody that supports Trump and gets assaulted, they had it coming, because ultimately they are supporting evil, and evil must be stopped, must be destroyed at all costs. And I was just thinking, when did this all start? When did all of this start? And so as I went through old internet stories from the New York Post or the Daily News or the Washington, the Post, the Times, the Examiner, the New York Times. I mean, the list goes on and on. But I started to see this fascist comparison, this Hitler comparison. Saturday Night Live doing skits where people are ironing. The skit is a campaign ad, a mock campaign ad, where the people are painting a fence, or they're ironing clothes and they're talking to the camera. And the guy that's painting the fence goes, you know, there's just something about Trump. You know, we really like him. And then the camera pans out and you see what he's painting on his barn is the swastika. So it depicts Trump supporters as being from the Klan or being pro-Hitler. I said, wow, it's pretty extreme. At the time, I thought to myself, man, we've been taught that the Klan, we've been taught Hitler, those are the worst evils of any time in our lives. They are the real boogeymen. The real boogeymen. And to compare somebody to being someone in the Klan or somebody that was in the Third Reich, they've got to be horrible. They've got to be horrible. They've got to be stopped. And forget voting. Forget supporting. Forget I'm not going to work for your campaign. They need to be stopped. They need to be killed. I mean, remember months and months and months and months ago, the internet question, the viral question, if you could go back in time and kill baby Hitler, would you do it? I mean, that was the trending question that was on every entertainment pop culture site. And eventually made its way to Jeb Bush. Someone asked Jeb Bush, would you go back in time and kill baby Hitler? And Jeb Bush went, yes, I would. So we've been programmed that killing Hitler, killing Nazis, killing people in the Klan is justifiable. Okay. I'm with you there. I'm with you there. I mean, I'm not a pro Hitler guy. I'm not a pro Klan guy. So 6, 7, 8 months ago, this whole Trump is Hitler narrative started. And you think to yourself, well, what is it that inspired this? What is it to make people say, oh, he's Hitler? He's a fascist. Well, he wants to build a wall. Build a wall? Yeah, he wants to build a wall. Wants to build a wall on our border with Mexico. So you mean building a wall means you're Hitler? I mean, Israel's got a wall. I would argue that they're the furthest from Hitler. So building a wall, he wants to deport 11 million undocumented workers. So you're saying he says that 11 million illegal aliens should be deported from the United States. They're here illegally. They should be deported. You're saying that's Hitler-like? That falls in that category? You're saying that Adolf Hitler walking into businesses or finding children on the street that are Jewish and snapping them up and sticking them in trains and semi-trucks and driving them to camps where they skin them alive for medical experiments. You're saying that is the same thing as taking an individual who was arrested for petty theft or grand larceny or drug dealing, finding out that they are here illegally, and then deporting them? You're saying those two things are the same? And in turn, deporting illegals that are here that have committed crimes is just like finding Anne Frank and skinning her alive in Nazi Germany? Really? How did we make that leap? How did we make that dramatic leap? Okay, so we put that in this little box. Let's put that in that little box, okay? Because if we have an open mind and you're not a liberal who basically says my point of view, my way of thought is the only way, is the only view, and if you don't agree with it, you're wrong. Let's pretend you're open and you go, okay, I see where you're coming from as it pertains to the Nazi Germany and deporting illegals. I get it. Because basically, remember, if you're somebody who is for open borders, then there is no getting through to someone that has that position as it pertains to skinning Jews, burning them alive, gassing them, and deporting 11 or 12 million people. If you're for open borders and you don't feel people need permission, people need to have paperwork, people need to come here legally, then the argument is moot. And yes, you look at what Donald Trump says, or anybody for that matter. You could have the softest language in the world and just say, hey, people should come here legally. You are now Hitler. You are now Nazi Germany. You are now an evil, evil person. So there's no winning with that group of people. Now, if you look at the Muslim ban, I guess that would be the other position that is Nazi Germany, is the Ku Klux Klan. Well, everybody knows that when the Muslim ban was talked about, it was talked about from a immigration, refugee position. We're not talking about King Abdullah. We're talking about immigrants, and we're talking about refugees. And both of those groups have to go through a screening process. Both of those groups have to go through a screening process. Real simple. And if the language that Trump used was crude, you can say that. Because there is a bill in the Senate that Rand Paul put together that has backing of many senators and many House members that basically says exactly what Trump said, but in a non-crude way. And it talks about freezing immigration from countries that have populations of Muslim people that fall in the term of radical. Basically, hot spots. So the bill states, hey, we're going to put a freeze on immigration with these countries that have hot spots of radical Islamic terrorists and people trying to infiltrate their population as refugees or asylum, you know, seekers or things of that nature. So, is that being Hitler? Is that being Ku Klux Klan? I don't think so. I think it's protecting our country. And when you hear Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton talking about terrorists that are here and attacks like the one in San Bernardino being something that could only have been prevented if we killed the internet. No wall or no ban would have stopped that. And that's wrong. That's disingenuous. It's a lie if you really want to be technical. When you hear them say they were radicalized over the internet, that's wrong. It's 100% wrong. Farouk was radicalized by the girl. The girl was radicalized in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. She happened to communicate with someone in ISIS before they committed the act and after they committed the act as a, hey, look what we did. We're cool. Give us some props in the crazy Islamic extremist world. But the girl was radicalized in Saudi Arabia. When she moved to Saudi Arabia as a little girl, she was radicalized. The internet had nothing to do with that murder. The only thing the internet had to do with that murder was basically getting out a signal of, look at us. When she came to this country, when he picked her up in Saudi Arabia, she was already radicalized. The internet had nothing to do with it. We let that whole thing happen. We let an American Muslim fly to hot spots. And let's face it, Saudi Arabia is a hot spot. Okay? Saudi Arabia is a hot spot. You know, this is a conversation about Trump and the Clinton campaign and the media's narrative of Trump being Hitler. And I don't want to go off and veer to the left, but let me throw this at you real quick. When referencing Islamic terrorism and the values of Islam, you have to categorize that religion and the people that follow that religion like we do in the United States when we're talking about a majority, which is 50 plus 1. It's 50 plus 1. And when you hear these leftist extremists like Van Jones and other ultra-leftist extremists talk about it's a small fraction of Muslims, that practice the extreme version of that religion. It's a small fraction. And their religion and their thought process is in line with the West. It is in line with the United States. It's only a small fraction. It's not all Muslims. It's not the majority of Muslims. And that's just wrong. Because when figuring out the majority, you have to apply what our majority is in the United States. So when you hear extreme leftists talk about our country and the majority of our people, don't think X, Y, Z. And you say to them, well, how do you get to that? And they go, well, look at 2012. Look at 2008. The people voted for Barack Hussein Obama. Doesn't matter that he won by 2 million votes, or doesn't matter that he only won by 4 million votes. Doesn't matter that he won by 2 percentage points. He won. The majority. That means the majority of the American people want X, Y, Z. That's how we, the United States, have always figured out where everybody stands on an issue. It's 50 plus 1. So, when you apply that to the Islamic world, 50 plus 1 of the Islamic world believe women don't have rights. Women can't drive. Women have to be covered up when they go outside. Women have to get permission from the man of the house to do certain things. So when you say the majority of Muslims and the majority of people that practice Islam don't share the same values that we here in the United States do, and you hear extremist leftists like Van Jones say, that is categorically wrong, that is a racist statement, first off, Islam, it's not a race, it's a religion. But someone like Van Jones, you know, that doesn't fit in with his propaganda. But when you hear these extreme leftists say, that's wrong to say the majority, what about Indonesia? What about, Remember, 50 plus 1. If you add up all those countries, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Indonesia, the Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, if you add up all those countries, then you add up all those people, you will get a 50 plus 1 majority that have some view that does not line up with the values that we have here in the West. And by that measure, you can say the majority of Muslims, the majority of people in the Islamic faith, do not share the values that we have here in the United States. Remember, 50 plus 1. That's what we're talking about. And if 50 plus 1 means you can't go outside as a woman unless you're covered, that goes against our way of life in the United States of America. If a woman can't drive, remember, 50 plus 1. If a woman can't drive, that goes against everything we are as far as the United States of America. So when you hear these extremist leftists say, oh, well, what about these countries that practice Islam where you have women voting and women holding office? Okay. They are the minority. The majority, 50 plus 1, believes women are property. That's it. So now I'll get back to the whole media narrative, Hitler and the Clinton campaign. So if you take the Muslim ban, and then you put it next to building the wall, what is it that Trump does, Trump says, that in turn makes him the exact same as a guy who snatches 12-year-old women off the street, 12-year-old little boys off the street, to skin them alive and make lampshades out of them? Okay. So, from day one, rather it's Saturday Night Live, rather it's Seth Meyers, rather it's Colbert, rather it's Bill Maher. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on of entertainment shows, of half entertainment shows, half news shows. Boston Globe. I mean, the list literally is endless, where people are saying Trump, Hitler. They're showing images of Trump as Hitler. Literally showing images of Trump morphed into Hitler. He's a fascist. He's a strong man. He's trying to be a strong man leader. So that's what is being said. And I might add, during the primaries, some Republicans were doing this. Remember, Mr. Noble John Kasich for a brief moment, was running ads that compared Trump to Hitler, Trump to Mussolini. So Kasich was doing this. There's ads out there. There's ads out there that say Donald Trump is Hitler. And that's not from a Democrat. That's from John Kasich, a Republican. So you had the Hitler and Mussolini fascist comparisons. So you had newspaper articles, newspaper pictures, front page. And then that was bounced around with Maddow or O'Donnell and other extreme leftists saying Trump is Wallace. Trump is George Wallace. And then they made those comparisons. So they would bounce from Wallace to fascist, Wallace to Hitler. Even going so far as to say, make America great again is derived from an era of a Hitler sympathizer. I mean, this amazing connection, once again, to Trump and Hitler, Trump and fascists. Even though, there's a whole bunch of videotape out there that shows Bill Clinton using the Make America Great Again slogan. So, the media started to create this narrative. The media started to build this narrative. Because remember, nothing is more powerful than making people fear a leader of any kind being Hitler. Like I said, images and just the whole notion of people being burned alive and people being used for target practice. Those are powerful images. Those are powerful thoughts. They really are. They're powerful. So when you start going down that path, you are creating some strong feelings. And when that's every single day, I mean every single day, on every single network, on every single piece of media, whether it's the internet or the newspaper or trash mags, you know, your people and things of that nature. When all of these things are bombarding you with images of Trump and Hitler, powerful. At this point, you don't even need a candidate. You don't. At this point, you don't need a candidate. You don't need somebody to run against Trump. Trump is running against himself. The candidate means nothing. It's all about Trump. That's it. That's it. And Hillary Clinton knows this. Hillary Clinton knows this. The Democrats know this. The Democrats know this. I mean, we talked about it 2 weeks ago when the email report came out, which nobody's talking about anymore. I mean, the guy that set up her server took the fifth again. I mean, the guy that set up Hillary Clinton's server is refusing to talk under oath. I mean, that should be a huge story. This should be talked about every day. Instead, it's about the Mexican judge. And no one's giving the details about the Mexican judge's history in the Trump U University case, which we'll get to in a little bit. Which I find just amazing that no one is even talking about the history. So when that happened and they interviewed Hillary Clinton, she came out and said, yes, what I did was wrong. It was a mistake. And the person, I don't know if it was Tapper or Wolf, talked about people losing faith in her being trustworthy, or however they phrased it. In the most delicate of ways. And Hillary Clinton responded with, well, I know this is wrong. I know what happened. I apologize for it. But at the end of the day, the voters are going to see that it's me or it's Trump. So basically, Hillary Clinton was saying, yes, I know I'm a horrible, horrible person. Yes, I know I'm asking you to basically give my family 12 years, up to 16 years of running this country. And if everything goes well, between me, my family, and the Bush family, we will have controlled close to 30 years of this government. Yes. Yes. Think about that. If everything goes according to the Clinton plan, you're talking about 8 years of Hillary, 8 years of Bill, 8 years of George, and then 4 years of the dad. So you're talking, what, 28 years? If you want to throw in VP, you're well over 30 years of a Bush. And if you want to throw in Secretary of State, you got to throw in another 4 years. During the Obama administration, her fingerprints are all over 4 years of foreign policy. And the only thing to show for it is the killing of bin Laden. And that's because she was in the room along with 12 other people. So they all could take credit for killing bin Laden too. So Hillary's argument as to why she should be the president is because your only other option is Trump, and he's just like Hitler. He is a fascist. Don't take my word for it, as Hillary said. Take the last 7 months of the various forms of media telling you and explaining to you why he is Hitler and why he is a fascist. And why, when you see protesters throwing eggs at the building he is talking at, throwing rocks at police officers, burning cars, burning American flags, they're not being bad. They're not being criminals. They're not being thugs. What they are doing is fighting against a dictator. And every single one of those people, even the police that are there to make sure nothing happens to the dictator, are now on the dictator's side. So throwing a rock at a police officer who's there protecting a dictator is not being a criminal, because you're not being a criminal if you're trying to stop and kill a dictator. You see how that works? You see how that works? I mean, Andrea Mitchell, over the weekend, another extremist leftist, said the woman that was getting pelted with eggs in San Jose was basically asking for it. She was getting egged because Donald Trump has egged on the protesters to go after him and his supporters. So when you egg somebody on, whatever happens is justified. Remember the narrative. Hitler, fascists, burning, killing, slaughtering Jews, it must be stopped. So anything to stop that person is justified. And if he has supporters in the way, if he has supporters that are preventing you from stopping him, they must be destroyed. They are Hitler Youth. They are baby Hitlers. And if you could kill baby Hitler, the Holocaust is prevented. You see how that works? You see how that works? And if you say, Rob, you're stretching. No, I'm not. No, I'm not, because the Vox editor that got suspended, the Vox editor who got suspended said the exact same thing I'm saying as to why they are all doing what they're doing. Because Trump is Hitler. Trump is a fascist. Trump represents the worst of humanity. And we are all taught to stop this, to prevent this at all costs. You got Glenn Beck, who's been suspended from SiriusXM because he had somebody on his radio program that said Trump should be assassinated. If Trump was in the White House, he felt Trump would go outside the bounds of what a president is allowed to do. He would overreach. He would use his executive actions, executive orders, too much. I guess more than Obama does now. And in turn, it would be up to somebody to take him out. Be up to somebody to kill Trump. So here you got a Vox editor supporting protesters, violently, violently protesting. You have people that are going on conservative talk shows saying, yes, I am for killing of Donald Trump. You have you literally you literally have everybody on the left, the extreme left, saying Donald Trump is causing this. Hell, Hillary Clinton said, hey, all of this violence at these rallies are Trump's fault. Trump's fault. So here's this narrative, this huge, not complicated, but narrative that is Trump is Hitler. We all remember Hitler. We all remember the millions and millions of Jews that he killed. Trump must be stopped by all means necessary. And if you are doing something that's bad or would otherwise be bad in a situation that is not doing bad in a situation against someone else that's bad, it is no longer bad. It is justified. It is admirable. So from the Fox editor saying, hey, we've been told that Trump is Hitler for almost a year now. And in turn, we are doing everything in our power to stop Hitler, which is what anybody else would do. Remember, killing baby Hitler. I mean, you can't get any more evil if people are talking about killing you as a baby. Can't get any more evil than that. And when you have presidential nominees or contenders, or whatever the hell Jeb Bush was, governors, sons of presidents, when you have that person saying, I would kill that teeny tiny little baby whose name was Adolf, then guess what? Trying to burn down the building that Donald Trump is in, chasing his supporters in the street and kicking and punching them, that's all justified. And the media has justified it. And when Hillary Clinton says, you know what? I know I suck. I know I'm horrible. I know that. But hey, I'm not as bad as Donald Trump. He's Hitler. He's Hitler. He is Hitler. And the people are going, yeah, yeah, he is Hitler. We're seeing these images every day. We're being told this every day. And ladies and gentlemen, it all culminated to this weekend. This weekend, I kid you not. And that's when I went, wow. Wow. I get it. I get it. It's all so clear. I get it. I understand now. I understand what Hillary Clinton and the media have been doing from day one. I get it. So, Hillary Clinton this weekend basically said Donald Trump has lineage from Germany and what do you think that means? What do you think that means? He's of German heritage. When she was asked about Trump and his comments about the whole Judge Kirill thing, which we'll get to later, but Hillary did exactly what she did to Obama. And I'm not complaining. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, this is so unfair. Hey, politics is rough. It's tumble. It's dirty. I just bring this up because when you talk about Hillary Clinton, when you talk about Bill Clinton, when you talk about Huma Abedin, when you bring up all of the shadiness in all of these people's lives and just the dirty, dirty things that they've all done, the extreme left cries and whines and ay, 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 they go on and on and on. And here's Hillary Clinton saying, yes, Kirill is of Mexican heritage. And Donald Trump is apparently of German heritage. I mean, what does that mean? We're all Americans. What does that mean? Exactly. What that means is, For seven months, the media has been portraying Donald Trump as Hitler. The media has been portraying Donald Trump as Hitler. And here you have Hillary Clinton saying Donald Trump is apparently of German heritage. I mean, what does that mean? We're all Americans. And remember, what has she been saying at rallies? We're electing a president, not a dictator. And remember this gem? when Hillary Clinton said the GOP wants to go and literally pull illegal immigrants out of their homes and their workplaces, round them up, put them, I don't know, in buses, boxcars, in order to take them across our border. Well, guys, boxcars, you know, boxcars, you know who were put in boxcars? Jews. Jews were put in boxcars by soldiers who were told by a dictator from Germany. It's pretty fascinating how this all is playing out, isn't it? Evolution of the Hillary Clinton campaign. And it's right up there with what she did with Obama. Remember, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign started the birther, Muslim, Kenya, Obama story. Remember that. It was the Clinton camp that started that. When Trump trotted that out in 2012, it was to try to help the GOP and Mitt Romney win the election. It was to throw dirt and mud and filth at Obama. But all it was borrowing from 07 when Hillary Clinton and her crew put it out there in the media. When Hillary Clinton did it on 60 Minutes with Steve Croft. Her coy, her wink and a smile. I have no reason not to believe. If you think Donald Trump is dirty, if you think he's a filthy, slimy politician, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are the dirtiest, are the filthiest. That's why it's funny watching the extreme left play this. Oh, I can't believe Trump said this. I can't believe he's doing this. You don't get worse than Paul Begala. You don't get worse than Carvel. You don't get worse than the Clintons. I mean, imagine all of those scandals come out with the women, whether it was Paula Jones or Jennifer Flowers or Monica Lewinsky. All of those stories came out. All of those things came out. And instantly, Hillary Clinton, Paul Begala, James Carville, what did they do? They attacked the women. These women are whores. These women are crazy. These women are Looney Tunes. These women are stalkers. Men are men. And if you have a woman that's going to throw herself at the most powerful man in the world, and they're going to open up their shirts and lift up their skirts, you can't blame a man for what happens then. So this has been set up from the beginning. Remember. Yes, Curiel is of Mexican heritage. Donald Trump is apparently of German heritage. I mean, what does that mean? We're all Americans. That means Donald Trump is just like Adolf Hitler. Heritage Germany, German, Hitler, German. Hillary Clinton says, we're electing a president, not a dictator. Dictator, Adolf Hitler. Donald Trump wants to go and literally pull illegal immigrants out of their homes and their workplaces. Round them up. Put them, don't know, buses, boxcars. Jews, rounded up from their workplaces, from their homes. Put in boxcars. Sent off to Auschwitz, where they are burned, skinned alive. Pretty good. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And Hillary Clinton has a foreign policy speech that has nothing to do with foreign policy. It's a 30-minute speech of Trump, again, being like a dictator. Has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton being a better commander-in-chief. Has nothing to do with her policies while she was in the State Department, while she was the Secretary of State, while she was running Libya or Benghazi or all of these other Russia. It was about Trump. Because that's what all of this is about, Trump. That's it. It's not about Hillary Clinton. It's not about the job she could do. It's not about her being a woman anymore, if you notice. They're not playing that woman card anymore. It's not about women power. It really is, as Bernie Sanders called it, the lesser of two evils. And Hillary Clinton has given up. Vote for me, I'm a woman. Vote for me, let's have the first woman president. Vote for me for all the women in the world. Vote for me. It's all about this. I'm a piece of crap. And I know me being the president will create another dynasty, just like the Bushes. I know you're not real happy about how that worked out, so pretend that didn't happen. But your only other option is Hitler. And don't take it from me. Take it from the media. Take it from other Republicans. They think he's Hitler too. Look at the pictures. Look at the video. Look what's happening at his rallies. The only time people would actually be in favor of assaulting and hurting other people at a political rally if those people are supporting Hitler. The only time police would stand down during a riot situation is if those police, by stepping up and doing their job, would be protecting Hitler. That's what Hillary Clinton is saying. She's telling everybody, look around you. If he wasn't Hitler, the San Jose police would never have let his supporters get assaulted, punched, kicked. But they did what they did because they are not going to protect Hitler youth. Commentators like Andrea Mitchell would be standing up for these people. But she's not standing up for these people because they're Hitler youth. And just like a little baby Hitler, when they grow up, they're going to be big Hitler and they're going to gas people. Well, all of these supporters, if Donald Trump is elected president, all of these supporters are going to be working in his Gestapo, and they'll be the ones that will be knocking on your doors, pulling you out of the house, and putting you in boxcars and sending you to camps. So in turn, they must be stopped. And all of these quote-unquote reporters and journalists that you all have followed for the last 10, 20 years, from the Jake Tappers to the George Stephanopoulos's to the Wolf Blitzers, they're all giving the thumbs up. They're saying when Trump supporters are accosted, when they're punched, when they're beaten up, it's a skirmish. It's not assault. There's no outrage. Why? Because Hitler Youth must be stopped. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we are now. Donald Trump is Hitler. Hillary Clinton has no record. Hillary Clinton is an awful person, but what she has is not being Hitler. And that's what she's running on. That's her campaign now. Trump is Hitler. Anybody that follows Trump is Hitler Youth. And if they get in power, they will systematically round up everybody who doesn't support them, put them in boxcars, and send them to Trump death camps. This is what I do when I have 25 hours to kill waiting for my girlfriend to get her hair from red